We welcome you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ on His Transfiguration Sunday. We're so happy that you've chosen to be with us today. We are so grateful to American Organ Institute at OU for making this happen, and Dr. John Schwant and Dr. Sylvia Mata, who's playing for us today. And we are glad that you could be with us. This is a happy occasion for all of us. So I'd like to, before we begin, call Dr. Mata and Dr. Schwant forward, please. Sylvia and John, if you'd please come forward. Dr. Montova was our organist 4 or 5 years. We were greatly blessed. And she's a good friend of ours now, after serving our congregation as organist, choir director, and bell choir director for 5 years. Dr. Sylvia Montova, and thanks to you, the members of Trinity Lutheran Church wish to recognize you for your excellent musicianship and dedication to your craft as an organist. We thank you for playing this Henner's Pipe Organ, Opus 1024, for this dedication concert in our sanctuary on the Sunday of the Transfiguration of our Lord. This organ will now serve our parish as well as the community and bring wonderful music to the ears of all who hear it. Thank you for playing beautiful musical compositions on this pipe organ that was today dedicated, in a moment, to the glory of our triune God, February 11th, 2018, Trinity Lutheran Church, Pastor Nairns, and Head Elder Alan Law. Thank you, and give Sylvia a hand. Thank you, Sylvia. And this is to Dr. John Schwant and the American Organ Institute at the University of Oklahoma. The members of Trinity Lutheran Church wish to recognize you for your excellent craftsmanship and teamwork in restoring the Henner's Pipe Organ, Opus 1024, built in 1909. We have dedicated its use here today for divine services in our sanctuary on the Sunday of the Transfiguration of our Lord, and this organ will now serve our parish as well as the community and bring wonderful music to the ears of all who hear it. Thank you for bringing this pipe organ to us that we're going to dedicate to the glory of our triune God, Trinity Lutheran Church, February 11, 2018. Tell us the story of how this ended up coming to Trinity Lutheran Church, but I wanted him to have introduce all the people from American Organ Institute that are here with us today, and then tell us the story, John.
Absolutely. Everybody who's part of our AOI family, please stand up, turn around. This is the secret behind the success. That's right. Special day indeed. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of it. The rebirth of this new old Henner's Pipe Organ is a story of tragedy to triumph, of faith in action and dogged determination. The oldest extant pipe organ, original to the state of Oklahoma, fell silent in the aftermath of the 1995 bombing of the Murrah Building. A silence echoed by the rest of the world following this act of evil. With the possible sale and destruction of the old German Methodist Church building looming, something needed to be done to try and save this Oklahoma musical gem. Pastor Nairns and I first began our talks about this Henner's organ in March 2014. After a few lunches together, some convincing, or was it coercing, but through Pastor Nairns' leadership, Trinity Lutheran Church decided to step out on an act of faith, purchasing this historic instrument for $5,000 on August 12, 2014. Our staff and students removed the organ 2 days later. Most of them came out of that building a different color than when they went in it. Centuries-old dirt and grime. The restoration contract with the American Organ Institute was signed on August 22, 2014. The long and meticulous process of rebuilding this organ was completed in the fall of 2017, and this beautiful Henner's organ, with its new lease on life, was delivered to Trinity on November 17th. On December 19th, it was used in worship for the first time. And today is the day for this organ to shine under the most capable hands of one of my very talented former students, Sylvia Montava. You are all in for a real treat today, I assure you. Organ builder and company founder John Leonard Hinners was the son of German immigrants from Hanover. Through vision, skill, and entrepreneurial cleverness, Hinners built up one of the earliest and most successful catalog businesses focusing on rural Midwestern clientele. How many of you young people even know what a catalog is? Some of us remember Sears and Roebuck and Montgomery Ward. The modern equivalent would be online shopping. Based in Pekin, Illinois, John Hinners applied many techniques he learned in the reed organ trade. Many of you would know reed organs as pump organs. He applied this to the pipe organ manufacturer, namely, a keen understanding of compactness, mechanical rot reliability, and superb carpentry. His standardization of a limited number of styles and models permitted him to offer quality instruments at significantly lower prices. Now, being of German Lutheran descent myself, I can imagine many frugal German churches appreciated the lower prices. Hinners employed superb pipe makers and woodworkers and perfected a system of delivery and setup that enabled hundreds of small to medium-sized German and English-speaking congregations across the Midwest to have a pipe organ. The organ we are celebrating and dedicating today is a testament to time-honored craft and ingenuity. The mechanism is simple. The pipes are extremely well built. The sound is rich and sonorous. As long as there are trees and cows, in other words, wood and leather, this organ will endure for more centuries yet to come. All of us at the AOI feel as though this organ has truly come home to a space and worshiping community that represents almost divine serendipity. It looks and sounds as if it has always been here. I am indeed blessed to be surrounded by superb colleagues and students who share my belief in and passion for the mission of the AOI, which is to honor the past, embrace the present, and foster the future. We've done that with this organ. I could not be more proud or pleased to be able to share these wonderful people, their work, and the faith in action by this congregation with you today. Since we are still in the season of Epiphany, Transfiguration though it is, hear this quote from 19th century Scottish philosopher, historian, mathematician, and teacher Thomas Carlyle. "Listen, for organ music thou wilt ever, as of old, hear the morning stars sing together." Hear also these words from 19th century French novelist and playwright Honoré de Balzac. "The pipe organ is in truth the grandest, the most magnificent of all instruments invented by human genius. It is a whole orchestra in itself. It can express anything in response to a skilled touch. Surely it is in some sort a pedestal on which the sound poises for a flight forth into space, essaying on her course to draw picture after picture in an endless series, to paint human life, to cross the infinite that separates heaven from earth. There is truly nothing else on earth that can equal a genuine pipe organ. There is no other instrument better suited to lead the singing of the faithful, to accompany the gospel in proclaiming the love of Christ, and under the skilled hands of an inspired human being, bring all who gather closer to the divine through the universal language of music. The pipe organ sustains and strengthens congregational singing. Think of other instruments used in worship, the piano, guitars, percussion, etc. Once a tone is played on any of these instruments, it begins to decay, necessitating, for example, more notes played on the piano, more chords strummed on the guitar. But singing doesn't work this way. And the continuity of the sung line is often disrupted, sometimes violently so, by the constant reiteration of pitch required by the limitations of other instruments. But the organ's sound lifts and sustains the voice of the congregation through each phrase, guiding each breath and setting the character of the song through its wide range of tonal color. It fills the room with sound naturally, without any need of amplification. There is a reason organ accompaniment in church has endured for centuries. It wasn't because it was current. It wasn't because it was hip, though admittedly it's sort of cool. It was because the organ is uniquely able to sustain hearty congregational singing, as I know we're going to hear today. As it fills the room almost like sunlight through open windows, the organ warmly invites even hesitant and untrained singers to join in. Art and craft, such as this organ, is timeless. This Hinner's surely inspired the singing of those Oklahoma pioneers in 1909, and will do precisely that for all of us here today and in the days to come. Congratulations to Trinity Church for investing so well in your worship life now and for countless future generations. Thank you for allowing us to partner with you to keep an Oklahoma treasure in Oklahoma. Through the church, the song goes on. Thank you, Pastor.
So beautifully spoken. Thank you so much. Out of appreciation to OU, Trinity Lutheran has established an organist scholarship. We want to give a scholarship every semester heretofore to someone that you choose at OU to receive a scholarship from our congregation, because we want to keep this relationship with OU and the American Organ Institute, and we want to further more young people learning to be organists in the church. And so if you would like to give towards that, we even have a table at the back. We're already taking collections towards the organist scholarship that we want to initiate this fall semester. And also we have a beautiful reception prepared for us after this with some beautiful food in the fellowship hall. And we also are going to have our dignitaries ushered out first, because we want to have a receiving line so you can speak to Dr. Matov and Dr. Schwant, and also visit with the members of American Organ Institute. So we're going to have them ushered out first so they can be standing back there, and they have tags on, and you can speak to them about all the work they did on this organ. It's not only beautiful to listen to, it's beautiful to look at. And I have a hard time concentrating on my sermons because I'm looking at it. It's so beautiful. So again, welcome. And we will, in the middle of Dr. Matava's concert course, we will actually be singing a hymn. And we're going to be having it manually operated like it was done before the days of electricity. And we'll note that as we get to that point in the program. Please take your worship folder and turn to the first page. As we begin with the dedication and blessing of the organ, congregation, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Beloved in the Lord, the gracious God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has made this day a day of special rejoicing. With his renovated Hinner's pipe organ, Opus 1024, we will be encouraged to sing to the Lord and bless his name, to tell of his salvation from day to day. It will also adorn the word of Christ, which dwells in us richly in all wisdom, so that teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, we may sing with grace in our hearts to the Lord, as he has taught us in his holy word that everything is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. It is fitting that we bless and sanctify this instrument for use in God's holy house. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you dwell in the heavens surrounded by angels and archangels and all the company of heaven as they offer their worship and sing, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. We thank you that you have united our voices with their unending hymn of praise. Of your goodness, you have blessed us with this organ to enliven our hearts and adorn our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Grant that by your grace we may ever glorify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless this organ for the services of his house.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
sing the Epiphany hymn, I would like Dr. Schwann to explain how they used to manually operate this before electricity.
This is called vamping while they shut the blower off and put the handle in. This organ, the only thing electrical about it now is the centrifugal fan blower that supplies its air and the lights on the console. Otherwise, the rest of it is all mechanical. Back when it was installed in 1909, and if you take a quick turn around, you'll see that on the left side of the organ, inserting a handle, which we remanufactured, and our own Brian Slocum turned a beautiful end piece on it that makes it look a whole lot better than what it's really for, which is just a lever. The calconch, or the organ blower, usually a conscripted confirmation young man, or I suppose young woman. Sometimes these organs, the handle, like the Hinter's organ at OU, was inside the organ case. And these young people would sit in there and doodle during the sermon, and there's all sorts of interesting apocrypha that can be gained from one of these organs. We didn't find any of that here, though up at the German Methodist Church, the original handle was sawed off, which is why we had to recreate it. So what happens? As our calconch, who is bravely standing ready for service, he's going to push the lever up and down, and what happens inside the organ, there are two large wedge-shaped bellows. And when he pulls up, one of them forces the air this way. When he pushes down, it forces the other one up. And back and forth it goes. Now, as much of an art as there is to playing the organ, there is also an art to pumping it. For when the singing gets hearty, as I hope it will be, and Sylvia pulls on more stops, the more air is needed. So he's going to have to keep up.
Oh, I should say,
Lutherans aren't afraid of snow and ice, so at Trinity, if you have that and the power goes out, no problem.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll do that one Christmas Eve. Turn all the electricity off, have candles, and sing by candlelight.
There you go.
Take your Baruch hymnal, turn to hymn 394, the Epiphany hymn, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. We're going to stand, turn, and face the organ to sing. seated. We're so grateful that you came today. The ushers will now usher out our dignitaries to for you all to meet them in the narthex, and Dr. Schwann and Dr. Mantova. And then we have delicious food prepared, a lot of food in the fellowship hall, light supper almost, so please join us in the fellowship hall. Dr. Schwann, thank you again. This means so much to us that let's give them a hand again. AOI. Into the narthex so they can visit the people, and then the rest of us will be ushered into the fellowship hall. We're also going, Evan Bellis, our organist, has put a slideshow together of the whole process from beginning to now, and that will be running as we eat in the fellowship hall. So thank you so much for coming.